enough shit right now. You're hurt. You're hurt real fucking bad. But you ain't dying.
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna... I was scared the shit out of me, Larry. I'm gonna die. I know it.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize you had a degree in medicine. Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor? Answer me, please. Are you a doctor? Huh?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So you admit you don't know what you're talking about. So, if you're through giving me your amateur opinion, slide back and listen to the news. I'm taking you back to the rendezvous. Joe's gonna get you a doctor. The doctor's gonna fix you up. And you're gonna be okay. Now say it. You're gonna be okay. Say it! You're gonna be okay. Say the goddamn words. You're gonna be okay.
Oh, God.
Say the goddamn fucking words.
What you yammering about, motherfucker? Right while we try to get into the show.
You're gonna be okay.
You're gonna be okay.
He's not okay, though. Doesn't he, like, dump in a field or something?
In Reservoir Dogs? He's shot in the gut right there, Tim Roth.
That's pretty much he's dying from the gunshot wound in the stomach
that.
The whole movie.
I've seen the movie, but what happens after?
They go to the warehouse.
Oh,
and eventually he's shot. Spoiler alert. Eventually he dies.
John.
Spoiler alert.
I haven't seen Inglourious Basterds yet, though.
Hitler dies in the end.
Oh.
Hitler dies.
Jeez.
I'll give people like a 6-month window on a film.
Brad Pitt's in it.
Maybe
spoiler
even
alert.
A year. Hitler dies. No. Not like, end of war die. Like the Jews kill him. So there's your real spoiler.
I need to watch that again. That just made me really happy to hear that.
If I were Jewish, that would be my fucking jam. I'd be like, look, we're fucking manly. Look at us. Kicking ass.
It'd be a Christmas classic over the Divinity household.
Big, burly Jews. Like the collection of like the 6 muscular Jews in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, real me this. Why the hell is he making a movie about the Man in the Iron Fist with Russell Crowe?
Who?
It's a remake.
Quentin Tarantino?
Tarantino's doing that, right? With the RZA.
Well, it's already out. It tanked. He was the producer. He produces like weird fucking, what are they, chop sockies, chinky sinkies, whatever the hell those movies are called.
He makes Japanese food on the side? What?
He puts in money for like, you know, House of Flying Daggers and shit like that. It's just he's a producer. So they put his name on it.
Why does he put money into something where, again, they replaced the Asian male lead?
With an Australian guy, right?
With a honky. I mean, white person.
It's Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
So Russell Crowe could bang hot Asian chicks.
Pretty
exactly.
much, yeah.
And they'd be like, you're so big!
What else do you need to know?
It's just so another...
Look at your American Australian penis in my tiny Asian hands. That's what Howard's mother sounds like. I wasn't being ridiculous.
Suck does not sound that way. You take it back.
That's what I sound like when I wear a wig.
Oh, God.
Everyone's
you and drag is just
now.
Disgusting.
I'm pretty good. I actually am planning to do a charity fundraiser where I cross-dress and then sing The Crying Game.
Oh, do you pull out your dick at the end? Your fucking little
I was gonna wear a cod
roll?
Piece. I was just going to wear a cod piece over my dress to really fuck with people.
Are you going
to
be raising money to get
pull
like,
out
someone's
your
foot
big,
erected
meaty
from your ass?
Cock. Whatever the fuck's going on in that movie. Oh, hold on.
I think I should do something ironic like raise money to fight prison rape.
God, I will.
Oh my God.
I then, need like, to go back and find the fucking episode of Larry Sanders where they're talking about, oh shit, who is Hank Kingsley talking about The Crying Game with? I'm trying to remember. But he's just, you know, they're like, well, the big reveal where you see that she has a penis and it's a man. He's like, what are you talking about? That hot number? Yeah, she has a dick, Hank. I don't think so. I think I'd remember something like that. Fucking amazing. God. Larry Sanders is just the best show ever done. Plain and simple. Nothing. I will put Larry Sanders against it all.
When did that
and
show
it will
end?
Win. Larry Sanders probably ended 98.
Here's a question. Do you own the DVD set?
Fuck no. I watched it illegally on YouTube, and then I watched it on Netflix, like, for the fifth time.
Do you follow Gary Shandling on Twitter?
No, he sucks. He does what all the old-timey comics do, where they tweet, like, once a month, and it's like, I'm going to be at, you know, the fucking Chuckle Hut in Idaho.
I gotta be real. Like, I appreciate he only tweets, like, once a month. So, like, I only look at his profile maybe every 6 months, but I read all his tweets for, like, as far back as I can go.
You do, exactly. It takes you 18 seconds to catch up on a year and a half of Gary Shandling's tweets.
I laugh at 2 out of 3 of his things.
Really?
I
thought he
so,
sucked
yeah.
on it, but whatever.
He's not great.
Whenever
he's getting
I
better
find out,
him.
Like, classy people have a Twitter, I'm like, that's what I expect from them.
I follow, like, chicks I want to fuck. That's it. If I'm following, like...
You mean they DM? They try
yeah,
to
exactly.
DM you.
We're following each other. It's just like DM you and be like, fucking upload your tits to such
DM
and such
you.
Server. Yeah.
I follow.
Let's do the intro. Let's do the intro. We've been meandering and putzing about. Yes. You're listening to Papa's Basement. You've probably pieced that together so far. We're not like just some random site you fucking tumbled across. You found us because you know us.
Trying to shop for like Christmas wreath and you found Papa's Basement.
But we're still going to put it out there. It's in papasbasement.com. That's the website. If you remember anything that comes out of this beautiful mouth hole of mine, it's in papasbasement.com.
What about my mouth hole?
Fuck you. It's a sewer.
Hey, I got an idea. Do you know the URL for our Facebook page?
Yeah, facebook.com/papasbasement. Ooh, whoa, I see what you did there.
That's crazy.
In papasbasement.com has the subscription link to the podcast. We
you
do
call
two of them
the
a week.
Shiesty Jew.
Yeah, he's a little trickster himself. You go there, you subscribe to the iTunes link, and you get a new... you dumb fuck! Howard pulled the microphone off and right into his face.
You were just holding on to it and swiveling around
it
your
could
chair.
Have seriously hurt him.
You're like, this could hold a 6'2 half Korean.
Oh my god. Arena, go over there and hold the mic for him so he can commence the screwing into place.
Keep your
as you people enjoy what my blue collar life consists of, holding random objects while I'm trying to anchor them into place with screws and
how
other
do
nuts.
You hold it?
While they're busy fixing the microphone that Howard broke, I will tell you our Twitter handles. I'm at Papa's Basement, Mr. John Papa Giorgio. I do a lot on Twitter. I try to keep it funny. I think I do a good job just because I've never gotten anywhere comedically in life. Doesn't mean I've failed.
Sorry.
No, I'm just watching these two. It's hypnotic.
Stop pulling on it. What are you doing?
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Did you master this
you
art?
I'm getting it.
Did you fucking put a screw through a hole that has threading?
I'm going to let go.
All right. You're good. Anyhow, my shit's funny, despite me not being a known comedian, because I don't go out and do comedy anyhow.
Never let go.
I do the radio show, but the Twitter's how I get out my funny Jones. Follow it. At Papa's Basement. I guarantee you it's good. Howard over here.
Guaranteed.
He's at what the F and Heezy, and you're like, how do I spell that? I don't fucking know. Follow
have you
tweets?
Thought of something else?
I have a high school education. I don't know how to spell that shit.
If you come up with something, I'll fucking change it.
Okay, so you said Heezy's taken, right?
I don't really want to use Heezy. I like what the F and Heezy.
What about Heezy
wait,
Ho?
Heezy's not taken.
Heezy is taken.
But
Heezy
Ho, like, your, like an Asian last name.
How about WTF Heezy?
I don't like that.
I love it.
WTF Heezy?
No, I don't like that.
What the fuck, Heezy?
At least people know how to spell it.
Yeah. Because you just gave it to them right there.
Yeah.
Bam.
He's actually what the F in Heezy. I go to inpapas.com for
you're right.
The
WTF Heezy would make so much more sense.
Thank you. It's like I have a knack for this shit.
Howard, we love you, but we also love to criticize you on every decision ever.
Oh, you know, we're like a mom. We only criticize and belittle to advance.
To feel better about ourselves.
No, I'm full of poor decisions, so I appreciate it.
You're also hearing Arena Davinsky. Over
that's,
here.
That's a me.
You want to get a hold of her? It's at Girl Knows Sports. That one's pretty easy.
So easy.
That one is easy.
If you don't know how to spell it, say you had that procedure where they sucked you out of your mother.
Oh, the retard birth wow. procedure.
Well, the vacuum situated, not the abortion.
Where they suck on your soft spot
the thing
like a nipple.
They used to do. Just kidding.
I don't really know if they do that so
much. You can
much.
Just go to inpapasbasement.com.
There you go.
You can see it there.
Look at that tie-in. Everyone's plugging my shit. Aren't they good?
I'm all in the bam mood because Thanksgiving's coming up, and I'm going to make some dirty, emerald, southern, unhealthy food.
What would that consist of, and is any being brought to us? Actually, shit.
Yeah,
hold on.
Bring
next,
you guys some.
Well, no, next sure. week you're out, right? So we're actually not going
I'm here.
To... What, this upcoming weekend?
Yeah. My parents don't love me, so they went out of town. They told me to dog sit.
I thought you had...
I take my grandma out for her birthday.
Didn't you tell me you're out December 1st or something like that?
That's
or?
Not this weekend. That's the weekend after.
Okay, so you can bring in old Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, from a, I'll make you guys food just for you guys. I love to cook for
Thanksgiving. I'm down. Shit, I'm way down for that.
I'll like to eat. My aunt and uncles, and I'll bring food there, too.
I like food going in.
Oh, my God, I make such good food. You're gonna want to marry me.
Okay. if it weren't for the AIDS.
Yeah, well, you know, can't do much about that.
It's true.
I cooked for the junkies. They love my food. Like, they did a whole show, not a whole show, but a whole segment about my food.
It's good. Bring it in. There. I want to eat it.
I will.
Nice.
So I became friends with the chef from The Palm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you've advanced that friendship, and that's why we've had each episode of Papa's Basement catered by The Palm.
That's right.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
I said something that wasn't true.
Hopefully he'll finally listen and hear that.
I want
and
you to
go.
Make it true. Let's work on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he'll come do lobster omelets for us via Chris Cooley's house through the junkies.
I like that. I like Chris Cooley. He's got a hot wife. Bring them all in.
I thought he's getting divorced.
Chris Cooley to come in.
What?
Isn't he getting divorced?
I don't think so.
I thought I saw that news story. I got to look that up because that would be slander if that were false.
I was going
to
say, man. Better shut your lawyerly lips.
I don't think he is.
You of all people, yeah.
His wife is awesome. I wouldn't divorce her.
Certainly not because we were having sex in the Fuddruckers down the street.
You and Christy.
Me and Christy. And Item. Heard it here first.
She's a badass chick. She still works full time, even though she's married
yeah,
to
September
Chris
12th, Chris Cooley and his wife, Christy, divorcing after 4 years.
Are you serious? I actually knew about that.
Yeah, I kind of knew too.
What I don't remember is they filed August 29th. Was that like before or after he got cut?
Probably like 2 weeks after.
That's
a very depressing show for another time. And by show, I mean something we'll drunkenly talk about at the bar after this episode.
Yeah. Because
it's nothing I care to put to air. As far as I'm concerned, Chris is a nice guy.
Yeah.
I've met him a couple times through working at the station.
He's a great dude.
I'm not saying that with a wink and a nudge. He seemed pretty cool, man.
The first time I met him, I knew he was coming in because they told me. And I wanted him to sign a shirt for me. And I was like, would you mind?
Oh, he puts up with that bullshit all the time.
He was injured. His knee was all fucked up. He ran around until he found something to sign my shirt with. Like, he ran into the studio, couldn't find anything, ran around the office. And I was like, Chris, stop. You're injured.
Oh, I remember we did an appearance with him. Where he had missed the game because he was concussed and he fucking seemed out of it as shit. And people were still like lining up, like, oh my God, Chris, oh my God, oh my God, can you sign Jersey? And he would do it. He was cool.
Jeez.
He's a really nice guy. His brother is really nice too. He's just a little more like, tries to keep Chris reeled in. He's a little more like, play by the rules kind of guy, I think.
Well, much as I'd like to do an entire episode on Chris and how cool he is and.
Hey, you know what? It would be cool to see him with Brian Mitchell on CSN if they replaced Ivan with Chris Cooley.
Hey, I'm
wouldn't
friends
that be
with
weird?
Ivan. Don't say that.
Did you hear what happened to him? No, he got fired.
Ivan did?
No, I'm sorry. Wait, his contract is ending, and so he's being replaced. He's no longer on the air.
Aww.
And he
I was
stopped tweeting.
To go out with him last
I'm
night.
Really upset because his tweets are the best in the area, I thought. That I thought they
sucks.
Were a notch above Grant, but now we don't have him. So, like, there's one less. Like,
now
major.
Grant wins by sweet default.
I can't believe that. Somebody has to pick up.
All right. Let's
I
talk
hope
about
so.
Shit people care about.
All right.
Ivan Carter is a man.
Show.
What?
Ivan Carter is a man.
All right. We're not doing
man.
The sports show.
Thank
let's
you.
Go.
Exactly. That's when John fucking doesn't have a co-host. He has to just read the box scores
right.
for 45 minutes.
Washington sports.
We got a couple things Nobody we can cares. Do. Howard, you wanted to do on the last episode, and we didn't get to it, Guy Fieri and him duking it out with a restaurant critic that shit on his latest place in New York. I got a couple stories we can do. I think you had another thing that I'm forgetting right now. Arena, you wanted to just fuck off on your phone, and you're doing that. So
I'm doing research. I'm looking at naked pictures of people.
Okay.
I hope it's a naked picture of Guy Fieri.
Exactly.
That's
and Chris
what I
Cooley,
want to see.
The Chris Cooley dick pic.
Ew.
There's a dick pic?
You don't remember this?
I don't remember that.
He tweeted himself. He was like
Damn.
Looking at the Redskins playbook.
Naked.
And he's just naked and his fucking hog's hanging out in the bottom of the photo.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They asked him about that on the show once. I can't remember what he said. I think he kind of laughed. They were like, you knew about that, didn't you?
No.
He's got to own it. He's got to own it.
Why? I would never tweet myself unaroused.
Once you do it, you have to own it.
Well, yeah, but rule. You don't do it on purpose unless you've just got a fucking rager underneath.
But you
it.
Definitely got to pretend afterwards. You just, even if you're George Costanza, you just want to prove to the world, like, shrinkage happens.
Not that it was really bad. I heard her drink going.
Sorry.
And
that
I'm
was
like,
really bad.
Well, what segment are we going to do? So.
Hostess cakes? What would you?
That was most? One. Yeah, we've got the hostess.
Oh, street thing happening with that.
Let's do what? The Twinkie thing later because it's kind of boring.
Like, well, this is the type of shit that should be hashed out beforehand. But
you
I
know
did
what's
have
not
to,
boring? Us arguing about what we're going to change.
I like it. I don't think it's boring at all. I think if you're into
my,
the show,
my
this is magic.
Is going to be pretty boring because it's about the law.
I've got two things. Like I said, we can talk about Lady Gaga, her recent tweeting quote unquote racy pics. And I've
isn't
got
she not
to,
looking so good these days?
I'd still fuck the hell out of it.
Oh yeah.
She's got a big dumpy Dago ass going and she's not like too plumped up. She kind of like slimmed down from when she had gotten really fat.
Oh, okay.
And she's got the shit face, don't get me wrong. She kinda like if Milhouse came to life, she kinda looks like that.
I could see
like
it.
Like Milhouse with tits. But she has the eyebrows and the schnoz and
of an Italian.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I gotta say it's kind of neat because I can actually look at celebrity females now and just be like, "Sweet, she's Catholic. I'm in her club. I have a chance."
Oh, Howard, you continue believing Catholicism will get you anywhere with a famous
like
Catholic
Shakira?
Bitch.
Me and
exactly.
Shakira. Yeah, that's guaranteed to happen now.
Of course,
all because I became Catholic.
Of course.
Yeah, Shakira's like, where's Howard Highland?
Exactly. Wait till next season of The Voice.
Don't they saw Howard Highland?
I'm gonna, yeah. She's gonna be my vocal coach on the next season of The Voice. That's
oh my
what I
God.
Said. Or not. Or not.
Shakira's on The Voice now?
That's not nearly enough of a joke to make me stop feeling creeped out. Oh, Howie. We've also got Keira Knightley who's talking about how she's disgusted. With the
I think her name is Kira.
Kira, whatever. Fucking bitch that looks like Natalie Portman, but she's British. Mm. And she pulled out her tits in Domino.
Thank you.
So.
Oh my God, that was a terrible movie.
Yeah, I watched it for one scene. Not worth it, by the way. Not packing much up top. But she's slamming Hollywood. Every so often, a really good-looking woman opens her fucking yapper and is like, man, it sucks what's going on in Hollywood.
What is she yapping about?
Yeah,
nobody wants to put
fucking,
her in a movie anymore.
The unfair way that you gotta look really good in Hollywood. And she's like, women don't look that way. It's like, bitch, you do.
That's why
you
you're
are.
Here.
Yeah, you're everything you should hate. You're like a fucking waif thin, gorgeous face, but like need to
I think
gain.
She's starting to gain weight and maybe
she needs
no
to put
putting...
on a couple and you don't hear that coming out of this man's mouth all that goddamn often, but she's
well,
way
I think everyone
bony.
Really like hired her for like that really skinny part, like the really skinny girl, like that character. And now
the machinist Etta?
Whatever.
The girl machinist. Look up The Machinist if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I kind of remember what that is. It has like Jason.
Nope.
Okay, never mind. But now she's like putting on a little bit of weight. Not that I'm saying she's, of course, not even close to anything fat. She's still really skinny, but.
She might have cracked double digit weight, or I'm sorry, triple digit.
She may be a double zero now.
Yeah, at 5 foot 12 or however the fuck tall she is.
But like, I think people aren't hiring her for that part anymore. And now she's like shitting on Hollywood.
Now she can be the fat friend. Trailer down the street. So we got that. We got we got Gaga, we got Kira, we got Hostess, and
with the mostest
guy, gee,
lay down your votes.
You know where my vote is.
Well, Howard's doing you give me a vote.
Hostess.
Okay.
Not Hostess. Pick something.
We're going with Hostess just for that.
Yeah, Hostess. All right. That wasn't constructive, Howard. Well, who wants to tell the tale? Or do I have to set it up?
I'll do it. I mean, I don't know if people have heard on the radio or wherever.
I like it when Arena does shit because then I just get to dump on it. And that's infinitely more fun than having to be constructive yourself. We've all played SimCity, right?
I don't think people come here for real news. I think they come for the banter, well, what we do with it.
You know, every time I do the show, it's pretty much me building up SimCity. Whenever someone actually wants to take charge for 5 minutes... I get to be like when you get the pre-made
That's
city
wrong.
And you're like flood, blood, fire, yeah. fire, Godzilla, yeah. Godzilla, Godzilla plane crash. And I just get to destroy Godzilla, what they do. Godzilla. And it's so much more fun. I mean, that's, I don't even know if I ever build a city to any real capacity because it sucked. You would build it and like then like there's traffic. Your citizens aren't happy.
Godzilla
so you build
a
light rail.
On the highway. Yeah,
exactly. Because you build more streets and they're like, traffic's gone. Now it's smoggy.
Yeah,
and you're like,
Godzilla's
oh, you
never...
cocksuckers. Well, here's your light rail system. The rail doesn't go to the right places. You're like, ah, I hate you.
Fuck me.
You say I hate you? Yeah. I heard that. Don't think I missed that.
When I played Sim City.
So back to
you're
going to
tell us the
cakes.
Story of Hostess because you're my news girl for the day.
Hostess is shutting down. They've gone bankrupt.
The company
bakers,
Hostess. They've been around how long? News girl who's done her prep.
I won't believe like 80 years. I really
that sounded
didn't.
So arbitrary. Howard, help her. Be the helper news girl.
Things
here.
And stuff.
Sorry, I was trying to look
he
their website
not
up.
Looking, he was looking up what song he could remix next.
No, I wasn't. That's not what I was looking
what
at.
He could belt out at karaoke
no,
league
that's
night.
Not what
ooh, I like it. I don't like when people hate each other.
Fine. I'm shutting this. Fine, I'm not going to look up
so
how
we
old
don't,
Hostess
we'll never
is.
Know how old Hostess is.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe 80 to 120
they're
years.
Shit. They make those yellow cupcakes. Those are my favorite. They that's were, what I miss.
The orange ones?
Yeah.
I believe they were around when child labor was legal in the States.
Well, Arena, you've done a bunch of research on this story, so
yes,
how about
I
you list
to,
some of the products?
I listened to Elliot in the morning on my way to work.
What do we know about Hostess products?
They make...
What do they make?
Ho-Hos.
Okay, and the Ho-Hos are the little chocolate logs that are... They got a
cream
loop-de-loop in the middle.
If you pull one of those out right
now,
I would
icing.
Eat it. I would
Let's
eat
just
it.
Put it this way. Hostess makes... little dessert cakes that are covered in an icing and filled with something that
they're
looks
they're not
like,
all built that way and
most of them are
if you want to connect
if you
to
let
the
me
listener,
finish the stuff inside kind of looks like what's inside your mattress usually.
I don't come inside my mattress. I'm not an animal who wants to sleep on the open sea. Just smell that shit wafting up once it dries.
Oh god.
Hostesses in fact.
But you do come inside a ho-ho.
No, I come inside two tissues, not one, not three, two.
You're the one that said I wouldn't come inside my mattress.
I wouldn't.
Implying that you would come inside a
I wouldn't come inside a pastry
cake.
Either. It couldn't hold semen. Those things aren't absorbent. They're not real pastries. They're bulletproof. They're meant to not dehydrate.
Oh, man.
That might be part of the reason Hostess has gone under. I think people aren't really buying into the snack cake world so much as they used to. But the sad part is 18,000 people are going to lose their jobs.
Well, the whole story. First of all, Hostess does those delightful cupcakes. Everyone likes to have a little crinkle squiggle on them on top of their icing. And then they've got a little dollop of cream inside the middle. They do
little
the Twinkie.
Dollop.
Do they do the pink snowballs?
Yes.
I believe that's the Hostess
product.
Yeah,
I think that is.
What else do we have that's kind of famous? Is that about it?
I'm looking it up right now.
Thank you.
That's a pretty solid list right there. So there's quite an
They're
array.
All products we ate throughout our childhood.
I was not big into the snow cone. The pink thing?
Fuck the snow.
The snowball?
A snowball, sorry. Yeah. I never ate that. I thought it was pretty weird looking. Like, I looked at that dye. I was like, that is a funny color. I'm not eating anything
It looks
anything
like a woman's earmuffs.
You mean you ate it, you pooped pink, and you're like, that?
No,
not right.
I to this day, I think I took one bite of it just to say, like, I've had one. But the Twinkie, I liked the Twinkie. That was like when I went to Grandma's, she had Twinkies. That was a big lure for me. But I never thought they were amazing.
To go to Grandma's?
When I was... Like, even as a kid, when I ate just a bunch of garbage, I never thought Hostess garbage was the best. The chocolate cupcakes were by far the product fed to me the most from the Hostess line. Like, Twinkies were kind of, again, something I got because my grandma purchased them. So if I visited, I would raid her box of like 36 Twinkies. And, like, crush them until I shit a marshmallow.
Old people always have so many snacks and, like, dessert things
awesome
around their
shit.
House.
Yeah, you're old. What the fuck do you care? You don't feel good.
You're like, what about diabetes for 5 years?
Just want the diabetes to kill you at that point. Yeah.
Actually, one of my earliest
just
memories.
Like, eat until your blood tastes like fruit punch, you know?
I'm going to eat Twinkies forever. Like, whatever company buys Twinkies, I'm going to eat those forever. Because, like, I've been eating those. I remember eating when I was, like, 3, first time I ever had a Twinkie. And I remember it because I liked it so much. At 4 a.m. the next morning, I got up before everybody else. I snuck into the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And I grabbed three more, and I hid behind the couch and ate them.
Shit.
I was a crazy little kid that everybody got up the next day. They're like, what happened to the Twinkie?
You sound like the fucking fat black kid from Monsters Ball who just had his little stash of chocolates, Halle Berry skin.
Howard's like, the house is haunted, you guys.
Yeah, fucking Twinkie eating ghost.
Oh my God, I just went to Hostess' website to look up their snack cake.
It's just like a gravestone.
It just says Hostess Brands is closed.
Wow.
It's so sad.
Damn.
It's real now. It feels Damn. Real.
No, but they're going to get bought up. I mean, the thing is, like,
I'm sure.
That brand
well, that's
is so
the big
good.
Thing. Everyone wanted to make well, a to-do about it. When did they technically shut their doors? Thursday,
I think
I believe.
Friday.
It's just whoever buys that brand is going to get a discount in bankruptcy. Like, you never sell, usually. It's rare to auction something in bankruptcy uh-huh. that makes what it's actually worth. So
the whole debate
yeah.
and why Hostess wound up in the shitter, they've been having labor issues for a while.
Yeah.
With, I think, I forget which two unions they're involved with. There's one union that was cool with them, and then there's the Baker's Union, which is
18,000 of their employees.
Just
are
really,
maybe people actually bake stuff.
Oh, I was going to say, it's kind of a joke that the Baker's Union is involved with Hostess.
I'd be more like, I would believe it more if it was like the chemistry department.
Well, exactly. It's like the fucking loving housewife union getting tied into the porn industry. It's like these two things, they kind of overlap a little bit in the middle of the Venn diagram, but it's not a big
yeah,
one.
I mean, the Baker's Union is going to drive down the cost. So whoever ends up buying them is going to like use that card as leverage against Hostess.
What happened, Hostess finally said, we can't do it. These assholes have been on strike, and guess what? We're going broke, so we're liquidating this shit.
Yeah.
Now nobody gets a paycheck.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
You guys like striking.
Everybody else
you're,
is pissed.
You're
going
to be doing it for a long time now.
They have all the time to make all the signs you want.
Yeah.
I mean, how
exactly.
can one union...
Make them fancy. Glitter them up.
How can one union screw another that bad? Isn't that fucked? That's pretty fucked, I feel.
What was the actual dispute fucked. About?
Pay. I mean, what else is it going to be about? Just pay and shit like that. Yeah. And the Baker's Union, they're like, well, the big Hostess fat cats on Wall Street are taking all the money and not sharing it with us. And it's like, I see how both sides are assholes. That's my gift. Like, I definitely hate the big guys
yeah.
that make money because they're always greedy pieces of shit. But they're also the ones with the vision to make this happen to begin with.
Yeah,
if you know what I'm saying, if the world was left to fucking Joe Average,
well, whoever started Hostess is not around anymore, so it is just
it's just assholes that own it. Yeah, they own the property, but
it's probably some Korean people now, like the ones that have that Rolls Royce in the parking lot across three spots.
I mean, I can't look at the financial figures. I think the union probably fucked up. I mean, considering everyone's out of work. Go out on a limb and say they fucked up.
I don't know. If I were in the Baker's Union, I'd probably be okay with it, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, this whole strike thing is why companies don't want to have factories in America.
Like, I really want to support the cause of the middle class and guys being like, you look back, dude, 1955, you used to be able to work a dipshit job pushing a button 8 hours a day and like support a wife and three kids.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
It's pretty just crazy. Gone out. The fucking middle class, that's like a trilobite fossil now. That shit ain't around.
There's something wrong with the way shit goes now. Cause I mean,
yeah, it's all fucked
I don't
up.
Know. Like, I get so mad about the kids that I see. I don't know. Like, I just feel like people are
it's
raising...
very annoying to me because I hear so much about like kids today feel entitled. And I'm like,
yeah,
you guys used to fall into jobs at age 19 that could support a family. Like, you were buying houses at 23.
Yeah.
That shit just doesn't happen for people in our age group.
None
whatsoever.
Of us want houses. I don't know anybody.
I couldn't fucking afford it.
I wouldn't want one anyway.
I guess I could,
one,
but I'd have
I
to burn all my
it.
Savings, all the fucking gold I've hoarded up.
Yeah.
With my shystery Jew ways, my honorary Yid means.
And that's why
that
I'm like,
I want to marry you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, old people, and the bullshit that you're trying to put us through to buy your house in old age. Of course we're going to leave you underwater, because if you're not going to help us get better incomes now, we're just not going to have kids.
Plus,
and we're going to live in smaller apartments and just be adults in a large apartment complex saying, fuck old people, we're going to raise inflation, so all you go to the poorhouse, and then we can let the nursing homes put you under.
This wow. got very technical and punitive. I was just saying.
I was gonna say, like, old people are already sucking up all the Social Security where we're not going to have any left by taking all the medicine. I was going to be mad about that. Howard just killed them. I'm just euthanized them in the nursing home.
I didn't euthanize them. I just let them die.
You pretty much just want to bomb them like moles in a garden.
I just stopped
light
them
one of those poisonous dynamite sticks, throw it in, wipe out their crusted up corpses a couple days later.
Oh, my God.
This one seems to be a vegetable.
I'm thinking, look, I want Americans getting paid wages to do shit, but at the same time, it's kind of hard to argue for a lot of money when you're like, I'm the one who makes sure the sprinkles on the snowballs are pink enough.
Yeah.
I mean, really, how much money do you want for that, buddy? How much can you justify?
As a world, though, don't we need a little population contraction? Don't we have too many people on this planet?
I think you should get paid like every year a little more for how reliable you are at your job and how good you are at your job. Like, if you keep doing a good job and they know you're going to be there and stuff, like, you're not going to, like, just fuck out one day.
Fuck out? Is that what you said? It sounded like fuck out.
I did.
Okay, you meant fuck out, not walk out. I was, okay.
I meant, like, whatever, flip out.
So someone
out.
Fucks out. Continue. We've invented an expression today.
You can put on a t-shirt.
Does it also work in place of far out? Fuck out, man.
It does now.
Okay.
Wow. Speaking of fuck out, my mom's, the head of her company got caught banging the secretary, and somebody caught them and kicked them both out.
How old are they both?
I don't know. The guy, I mean, my mom works for a very large company. I can say it, whatever. It's Lockheed Martin.
Nice.
Nice. That's a
nice. So the guy was fucking like a really hot piece of 24-year-old ass or something like that.
I don't know how the secretary was, but they both got caught and like thrown out that
I'm getting
day.
A boner just thinking about being old and fucking a 24-year-old. That must be the best.
He got like $3.5 million severance.
That's...
That's what's wrong with corporations.
You want to know why the country is going to hell in a handbasket, and you want to act like it's the union guys wanting 50 cents more an hour. Maybe it is. Maybe fuck them. They don't do anything. $3.5 million severance after you're probably cream pie.
They do a lot more than this guy.
Some fucking girl who no doubt has like a dude her own age at home. No fucking way. That she does it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way she's just fucking this old cat.
You got to understand, like, the problem with Delaware and the laws that allow corporations, you know, these Delaware laws that are supposedly so favorable.
No, I don't. I didn't go to law school, unlike you.
Let me tell you, like, why does everybody incorporate in Delaware? You ever notice that? Everybody's incorporating in Delaware.
Everyone does have their corporate headquarters in Delaware.
Here's why.
Tell me.
Your officers and directors can have every fiduciary duty waived to shareholders or any... like notion of the company. They can basically
that
take money to themselves.
You can leave in the middle of the night and say, bye bye, assholes.
It's
with just
no,
one of those hobo bindles full of like $100 bills.
That's the end game. Before that, you basically steer opportunities that are supposed to go to the company and like benefit the shareholders to your person. And so you can accrue benefits personally at the expense of all other shareholders.
This has
been going on since the 1930s. Fuck Wall Street.
This has gotten really dark and boring. I don't know what to say.
I told you. I told you what was going to happen if you brought up Hostess.
No.
I tried to talk about yellow cupcakes.
It should be a fucking lighthearted story about assholes I know buying $200 worth of Twinkies.
Oh, that's
they
the
think
best
it's
part.
Like
those
not,
people are morons.
Thank you. Because someone's going to buy the name Twinkie and start making them again. And if you're
but
the piece
case,
of shit that's
this
like
is a Twinkie apocalypse, you gotta stock up.
Well, who? Someone you know. Everyone. Once they make new Twinkies, they're gonna go, oh, I can taste the difference between the new and the old.
It's
okay,
possible.
Can you?
Like, I
it's
gotta get
fucking,
some vintage Twinkies.
Like
get
it's
some
a
fucking
high
little Debbie's. Those
scotch
are better anyway.
Or something like that.
That
I
is
mean,
a fair reason. I'm actually gonna give those people credit. I actually feel bad now that I didn't get some myself. Because what if? What if the Chinese get the factory?
Oh. You're going to get, like, fish spines in your Twinkies. I don't know. They're going to be weird. They're going to come out gray. Like, every Twinkie is going to be gray. Like the fucking Yangtze River or whatever. Just
oh, my God. Oh Can my. I tell you what the CEO's that got fired's statement was?
Sure. I like pussy. I love young pussy.
Fuck bitches, get money.
I don't know. It doesn't say exactly. How old the chick was, but he's 51. It says... I regret that my conduct in this matter did not meet the standards to which I have always held myself.
Oh, God. I only lasted 5 minutes instead of 10.
As they handed him the large check with $3.5 million written on it.
It's like the
They just handed him the check and the statement, and they're like, sign here. And he's like, yes, sir.
The girl's like at home cutting herself because she lost her job, and she's probably going to get a divorce now.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he was fucking like a 26-year-old, has a dude at home. Fucking the shit out of this guy. And he's probably like a good looking guy too, because he's obviously got a good looking girl at home. And he's all diesel and young and like, I love her so much, man. Things are really going great.
Oh, man.
And she's at work and she's getting a fucking wet one for this 51-year-old sack of lizard skinned shit just because he's like potent around the office. You know what I mean? And her guy goes in and comes home. And he bitches about, oh, I had to eat this shit today, babe. Oh, my boss is such an asshole.
Homie, if she picks up the check once in a while, I'm cool with it.
Oh, I'm such a fucking pimp at heart. And I don't mean that in a good way. I just mean a street pimp. Okay with your woman tasting about another man's seed.
Oh, my gosh.
Just imagine. And she's like,
out of sight, out of mind.
He's like, oh, you know, can you just rub my shoulders? I've had such a bad day. And she's like, okay. And as she's rubbing his shoulder, she's like, you fucking beta. See, eating shit at work.
Don't you want the same for yourself?
I just sucked the CEO's cock.
Don't you want to be that guy at age 51 with like the 49-year-old wife?
I don't want to be the guy at age 26 24? Getting cucked.
Why can't you be both? There are stages on life's way. That's two of them right there.
I've already been the young guy not getting pussy.
Do you think you're going to be 51 grabbing some 24-year-old ass?
Like a hooker or real world ass?
It's irrelevant, isn't it?
No, it's very relevant.
All right.
Buying a hooker is very different. I have yet to take that plunge, but I'm really considering it.
Oh. I might actually pitch in some money because I know how frustrated you are.
God, I don't even know when I drained one. I think I'm about to hit 4 months. I want to blow my head off.
It's something in your forehead is actually protruding right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's fucking all the built up cum. Don't throw a baseball at my head. It'll explode.
It's circulating through your brain.
Be like, you can't do that on television when they slimed the whole room.
You know,
oh my God.
If you were ever going to go, I would say Atlantic City right now is in dire need of economic assistance.
You might get yourself a better looking one. That's
it'd be all fucking unshaven. Yeah. Like, I haven't had power in 3 weeks.
But she won't have smoked crack in the last two, so.
Why? You just need a lighter for crack. Not
that's
a power
true.
Source.
You don't need, like, the
crock
pot. You
don't plug in your crack pipe. Good Lord.
Contrary to popular belief, Howard, the crack
great.
Pot is
be
not
great
for...
if they were just completely tapped out. But that's not the case. The casinos didn't miss a beat. Like, nope. It'd be great if they really were down on their luck, and they're like, I'll suck your dick for, like, Chuck E. Cheese tokens at this point.
Wait, the casinos are still open?
They have gas generators. They literally stop for maybe 8 hours or something like that.
Who
during
the fuck
heat
is
of the
going
storm.
To, casino, to Atlantic City to go to the casino right now?
Who's the fucking old guy staring in at us from the other studio? Can he hear? He's looking at us like he can hear us.
There's no way because I can't hear anything when I'm in the other studio from here.
Who's the goddamn old son of a bitch, the old sack of shit from Beavis and Butthead that has the Hank Hill voice? Because that's exactly who he looks like.
Oh, no, he loves your show, actually. He's coming and told me that.
Who, the old guy?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're
no,
a dick.
He loves your show.
He
I'm
looks,
not even
he
kidding.
He looks really good.
Why are you always judging people?
He's a fucking nice man.
I thought he was very nice. I was going to give him a hug and a pat on the butt.
No,
later.
He's just looking in. It kind of confused me. I'm sorry,
he
man.
He really likes you're... this show, dude.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're such a dick.
Way to stop me ahead of time, dude.
He's awkward, though, so.
Like, no, he's
now
not.
He's,
shut
now
the
he's not
fuck up.
Like
he's an awesome
anymore.
Guy.
No,
go suck
like,
a cock, you faggot.
He's going to fucking hate the show.
No, he's not, because I love that guy. He's what makes the station go around.
He's a sweet man.
He's amazing.
He offered me some candy and a finger in my butt earlier.
Why? Now we know he's a listener, and you guys are saying bad shit when you should have stopped me earlier. He looks great.
I didn't know who you're talking about, man. I can't
There's
see
one guy
I mean.
In eye shot.
No.
There's
no,
just
no.
the cast of the show. There's Squire.
I see Squire.
There's another
That's
guy.
Who I see from where I'm sitting, man.
All right.
That's Squire's boy.
That's his beat boy. His hype boy.
Now I can't think of that old guy's name either.
He used the word scatological to describe your show.
Oh, he's good with the vocab, too.
I don't even know what that means.
That's quite impressive. I was very impressed.
It means poop referencing?
I had to look it up. It'd been so long since I'd heard it. I was like, I can't remember what that even means.
I've heard it many times about the website, the show, my vocabulary.
Catalog.
It's on the top of my, on the tip of my tongue. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to watch out for them feds. Them feds. They're down on the excrement jokes.
Well, yeah, like on live radio, I don't say you gotta watch out for the feds. People will think like In Papa's Basement like is a front for kiddie porn.
Yeah,
I don't do anything. People never want to like listen to it.
They're like, "What's this show about?"
That's a light. That's a very heavy thing to just toss out there. Watch out for the feds.
Like I've got law over there in the corner in your shiny jacket.
Oh yeah, man! Like I'm some evil. End of the 80s drug, you know, movie drug dealer kingpin. Like,
yeah, I think I've watched
the bad guy from RoboCop 2. I mean, dude, I don't have to watch out for the feds.
Oh, man.
You weird son of a bitch. Christ almighty, you're scaring the hell out of me. First of all, you let me put it in my foot in my goddamn mouth for roughly 16 minutes straight while this beautiful man, who's obviously got a great taste in humor and radio,
you were just getting paranoid because you thought
and a large
he was
vocabulary
like,
and a large something else, maybe.
Exactly. He's hung to his fucking knee. There, I said it.
You were just getting paranoid because you thought he was going to, like, rat us out for, like, something.
I don't think he's going to rat us out for shit. I just don't,
you just
like,
don't trust white people.
I just cracked double digits in fans.
Never trust whitey.
I've got 10 fans now. I can't go back to single digits, Howard. I can't lose this one. If I go back to 9, I'll fucking blow my head off. All right? And then there's going to be no show. I'm going to hostess my brains all over the walls. And you two Baker's Union assholes are going to be picking your fucking assholes.
I think we'll once a year have the Papa's Tombstone episode.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just pretend. Papa's Coffin, actually. That'll be really
good. You're going
to have nothing.
People Maybe I'll try to fit the word assholes in a third time.
People will go to inpapasbasement.com and it'll say, we're sorry, we're closed now.
We're closed. Exactly. All because you cost me a fan and I had to kill myself.
I mean, that's
don't do
not
that shit.
Funny.
Oh, man.
But
the worst part is I've actually talked to him, too, and he is a nice guy.
Stop pointing at him.
And he was really pissed that we had listeners because he doesn't get to put his stuff online because he has songs. And so his rights don't extend to, you know,
this is radio talk
here. If you do a live show at FCAC.org, you have coverage like you worked at a real radio station where they pay for a license
but
where you can play anything.
It, yeah.
Absolutely cannot rebroadcast it. We're okay, I think, because we talk over Ace of Spades like within 10 seconds. So no one can make a case for like you could chop up this MP3 and have a copy of Ace of Spades. It's like, yeah, you could with my asshole voice on top of it. Enjoy it. Like Lemmy's going, da 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 da. And I'm like,
I see what you're saying.
Get it in Babbitt's Beats.
I mean, I think I could take you down, but that's because I'm a motherfucker.
Yeah, right. Go brainstorm some weird bullshit law technicality you're trying to bust me on.
It's what I'm here for.
Fucking
I'm just here to fuck
pothead
with you.
Pothead lawyer, motherfucker. It would come to you and you'd be like, wait, I got it. And it'd be like 18 hours have passed. You're just alone in a black courtroom.
Dude, that would be excellent as a federal.
Janitor's like, you're still here?
You're like, where is everyone, janitor? Let's go. Now that killed it. That killed it.
That killed it. That was the that was the third bullet to penetrate Kennedy's skull. The first two, he's like, my head itches. The third, just all over Jackie. Man. All over that stupid pillbox hat.
Oh, she was not an attractive woman.
Whoa. She had. No, I'm like, I'd fuck her as far as first ladies go. I mean, who do you have before that? Eleanor Roosevelt or some
you
shit?
Just, you just got your boy Onassis's back on that. That's all you got. You're biased.
She had an okay body. I mean, she got eyes like 18 inches apart. Like fucking deer have eyes closer together than Jackie O.
She wasn't Greek?
No. Michelle Obama's hotter. Michelle Obama's way hotter.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do,
Michelle. Obama's probably the most attractive first lady ever.
Yeah, she ain't bad. Like
I heard Buchanan's niece was pretty hot too.
I'd fuck Buchanan's niece.
Oh. Yeah, because he was a bachelor. So.
McCain's daughter, that kind of like Miss Piggy looking blonde. I'd fuck the shit out of that. I know that's Howard's scene. Like the big fat blondes, John McCain's.
Oh yeah, I like her.
I did fuck Meghan. Those things. Oh my
god, his wife is really hot too, right?
No, she's
she.
Not.
No, I'd screw her too. This is where you learn what makes boys tick.
She's old.
Boys like to put their dicks in things, Irina. I mean,
is that how that works?
I'd fuck it. You just throw down some of that warming KY. She's obviously not going to get warm on her own at this point, but she's not going to get wet either. You know, it's going to be like sticking your dick inside the Grand Canyon if you don't lube it up first. Yeah.
Did you know that dude can't put his hands above his shoulders?
Really?
Yeah.
But because he was in a POW.
That's crazy. He doesn't tell people that. Like, Bob Dole didn't tell people that, like, he couldn't move his hand.
Is that why he didn't court the black vote? Because they were like, yeah, McCain, raise the roof. And he just looked back awkwardly.
Wow. Had nothing to do with Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Yo, he could smack that ass, though. Wouldn't that be cool? He just came out in front of some black people doing this.
It's like he's having a stroke.
Doing that. Actually,
Howard's just moving his right hand back and
that's
forth.
That's how he moved his hands. He couldn't really move his wrist, dude.
It was
he
that
just,
move.
It's kind of weird.
Where people back it up. And they have, like, the guy behind him.
Not for a second Beavis and Butthead reference, but it looked like the Beavis and Butthead dancing moves. Like, the one would just do the smack back and forth.
And this is Beavis, right? Just, like, Beavis would smack the ass.
I think, yeah, and then Butthead would just kind of, like, piston his hands back and forth.
He couldn't do the great cornholio. Oh, yeah. I'm the great cornholio. I need the beef for my bunghole. I need sugar for my beef.
He would just be holding his hands out flat like he was playing the slap game. Yeah, back to, what was it, Meghan McCain and her big tits. I like them. I bet she has big pink areolas.
She went on a book tour this summer.
No tiny, typical wasp areolas on those. I bet she has big fucking rosers.
When you hit,
big fitty cents.
She went on a tour of a bunch of strip clubs around America this summer.
Did
to
she?
Write a book.
You know she didn't pull them out, though. Who the fuck does she think she
Who
is?
Who knows? She smokes pot. She openly admits it.
Yeah, but she wouldn't pull out them tits.
I bet she would.
I bet she gets some chronic weed. Some chronic
black guys love her. Are you kidding me? Black guys worship her.
Two
like
K's.
A false idol.
Two K's on
She's
that.
She's a Republican,
chronic.
Dear.
Who gives a shit? She's a fucking porky blonde.
There is nothing wrong with fucking Republicans.
No.
Yeah, I've fucked them before. I mean, you wear like 18 condoms because they wouldn't get an abortion. But other than that,
no, they would. They just like don't want the.
They won't
people.
Talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost fucked some like Catholic pro-life girl.
She's a really cool.
And she
Republican
was like,
there.
"I'm on the pill. We can go bareback." I'm just like, "No,
no."
She's
no.
She admits negative. That like the Republican side now is just not at all evolved to what people are today, and she's like, "We need to like step up our game because they do have some good business sense, like most Republicans. Like, sorry, this Democrat like free market shit is not working for me."
I mean, I'm cool with some of the shit they're for. Don't get me wrong.
I do feel like when they do tax returns on. Like federal candidates in the Democratic Party versus Republican Party,
mm-hmm.
like none of the Democrats give to charity, but all the Republicans do.
Yeah, it's because the Republicans make like $80 million. Yeah,
and they need to like have a tax.
The Democrats
write-off.
Still making payments on their like 86 Civic.
No, but like senators, no. Are you kidding? Democratic senators and the president, like those are big positions. Like Obama doesn't.
They don't
have
make
much
that
money.
Much.
Obama doesn't have money, but
you're
the
still
Clintons
civil
were.
Sorted.
Have you seen the cost of
do
a
you know
pack of Kools lately?
Was? Like the Clintons were doing all right. The Clintons were doing pretty well from his time as governor in Arkansas because he was shady.
It. Yeah,
they were shady.
He was a Southern politician. What do you want?
Yeah, really.
Yo, he banged an undergrad. Like when he was governor of Arkansas, he banged an undergrad at Washington and Lee.
Yeah, go Clinton.
Oh, he didn't just bang her. They were at some party in the woods. No, they were at a party in the woods, and he just went like 90210 style, unrolled a blanket, fucked her on that in the woods.
Fucking A, man. Yeah. Fucking A.
Yeah.
I don't even like random woods fucking, especially with like drunken 22-year-old
but
graduate
if you're romantic
students.
With a blanket. I'm party. A
chick was 18. 19, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you're talking.
How yeah. old was he?
Back to young pussy for old men.
He was governor of Arkansas, whenever that period was.
Probably like 45 minimum.
Wow.
He might have been in late 30s. Probably was really early. In. It was basically, they do this every 4 years. They have a convention.
The fucking of a co-ed?
They have a primary. They have a mock convention.
You need to get me elected.
The inauguration, and then he gets a fucking 19-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, WNL has a mock convention every 4 years.
If hot 19-year-old pussy was a reward for more things in life,
yeah, they always
this
get,
country would be great again.
That's how they get like a lot of pretty good politicians.
You.
Exactly. Yeah. Even Arena would. She's like, fuck it, let me lick that hairless taco.
I would do it if it meant her economy was going to get better. I'm patriotic.
They're racist as shit at Washington Lee, though. Because, like, they predicted every candidate for president at these conventions except for Obama in the last 8.
Oh, really?
They all, like, wanted Hillary over Obama.
Hillary, I wanted Hillary over Obama.
I'm just thinking, hold on.
She already had experience in the White House.
Do the show for, like, 30 seconds. I'm thinking about, like, 19-year-old college pussy. Like, just all the young pussy I've seen recently and just, like, having it on my face.
I think the Monica Lewinsky thing is a right? shield, honestly, for Hillary because the reality is Whitewater was shady as fuck. Like, the Clintons as a couple were implicated in serious financial misdeeds. And so they can go to hell. I'm not voting for her. Like, ever.
Okay. Anyways.
All right, I'm
back. Just saying.
Thank you. Yeah, thank
Bill,
you for coming back on
Bill
that.
Bill was
note.
Shagging.
Well,
some
yeah.
19-year-old pussy at Washington.
There you are. That's the type of stuff that should be on the show.
Yeah. Just think about that some more, but talk about it. What do you see in your head?
Pussy? I mean, what kind
I
of pop quiz
in the
is
woods.
That?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, John, think about big fucking tits. What's on your brain? I don't know, tits.
It's like,
what can I
color
like
are
them?
They?
It's like when we were at the bar. When we were at the bar last week, and I was trying to play nudie photo hunt with you guys, and you're like, I can't look at anything but her tits.
Oh, yeah, that exactly.
Was that was.
I'm
so
like,
tough.
Tell me the differences. You're like,
it's one of those bar, games where they put up two pictures, and you have to find the differences, and then there's a stripped variant, like
a penthouse
X-rated
version.
Penthouse version.
We were doing pretty good on the PG version.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, here's this naked lady from, like, 1990, and it's like, I don't give
huge
a shit.
Huge hair.
Still, yeah, exactly. Huge hair, fucking the garish nails and everything, just horrible, out-of-fashion shit. But, you know, whatever, it's still a pair of tits and a vagina, you know, just looking back and forth. It's like, is one nipple slightly moved? No. I'm not going to contribute much on this one, Arena.
What's weird is
I
like...
I know, you guys are terrible at that.
What do you want, man?
The ones with leopard print are harder to me for some reason. There's something about, like, the leopard print with a naked woman where I'm just like, there's no way I'm going to find any of these things.
Thought you were going to do a black joke there.
Yeah.
Thought we're going to go, because you'd be like, oh, it's no. Black people and they all look alike. No. Bam.
Oh, my God, that's not what I thought you were going to
do. I thought that you're going to be like, Sammy Davis Jr. pops up in one and the other's like Thurgood Marshall. And you're like, what? It's hey, the same.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Actually, I learned recently that it's really hard. So like one reason Hollywood and black and white films preferred lighter skinned black actors was it's harder to film a white person with a dark black person next to each other.
Yeah, it looked like the fucking old Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, it was just, it was.
That is true, actually. I do.
You're like, hello, Dallas, and just so see, bad. Like, teeth and eyes. What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, the contrast was really bad back in the day. So
I can't believe I'm
going
to say this, because I have a really cool coworker.
Oh, where, no, who's your apology black? Is it the coworker? Is that who you're going to name?
Yeah.
Mine's Rich. My friend Rich. He's my apology black. Go on.
But it's true. Back in the day, those movies, someone was really dark. You couldn't see them, like, on the movie.
No, it's just
all
like,
right, but that wasn't racist because you're friends with who again?
We're not really friends. We're like, we talk in the kitchen all the time. But he listens to the show.
Okay.
Yeah, and he likes it. He liked it.
No,
well, I was just shocked and hurt that you said, I would like to tell more black people about the show, but I can't because of you, John. And I had to explain,
wow.
Black people love me.
I know, you do. You
black
do love,
people love me.
You do
and
love
I love
the
them.
The black ladies. It's
I like just, the black guys, too.
I get worried sometimes.
There's a long
say,
time
like,
in my life where like all my friends were black dudes because the white guys at my work were dipshits. No, I was like the token. Like, you know how you've got to, if you're a group of white friends on TV, you've got the token black guy. And typically, if you do the black friends, like on a BET show, it can be either a Latino or a white guy as your token. I was the white token, but I kind of looked Latino, so I'd hit both bases. What were you going to say, Howard, about something like interracial marriage law?
I was going to say
how else are you going to make it
no, like
legal and not funny?
No, honestly, like for me,
how's it going to ruin the show?
Of all people who ever come up to me and like ask me, do you work here? Because they just think I'm Hispanic and like I'm putting things on shelves and not shopping.
Is it white men with monocles?
No. Number one, all black
ladies. Do you work
ladies.
Here, boy?
All black ladies more than anybody else come up and are like, excuse me, do you work here? I'm like, no, I'm actually a shopper.
You're like,
this
no,
is
bitch.
Weird.
And then you smack the fish sandwich out of their hands.
I've actually worked in retail and nobody's ever come up to me in a store and been like, do you work here?
It happens to me. Like,
are you an
three,
accountant here,
Jewish?
Actually, I do the stocking in the back, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Anyone.
I let that one roll just because I was frantically searching for Surf Rider.
You are a cock, my friend.
Oh, look at the time. We're out of here.
We out.
Isn't it
we
great?
We out.
It's all
been
over.
Real.
I just want to dedicate this show to Arena's black work friend.
Oh, he'll like that.
Thank you for pushing on through. Apparently the bludgeoning forces of my racism. Thank you for seeing through it. Just like a black man watching NASCAR. You're doing something you're not supposed to. And you're liking it. And I like that you're liking it. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I had today Howard Highland. When I say I had, I mean it sexually.
Howard. I was going to ask.
I had Aryna
That's
Devinsky.
That's why the men's dressing room lights were on.
Whatever, you were
there
too. A
couple of them knocked
watching.
Out. Just because, like, fucking Howard, when he finishes, is like, yes, yes, just smacking those things. Like he was crushing a fly on a wall. I was like, shh, notice the broken balls. You want more of this? Why wouldn't you? After all this, you're like, gimme. This is it, an hour?
Just like Justin Bieber, we're
Don't
hot,
worry.
Ready, and legal.
There's an issue of Blue Boy. Inches, torso, I know them all. in poppisbasement.com, it's got every episode we've ever done of this magic, this glorious ear candy.
You like this so much, you should go back for more classic.
Yeah, you should. You go to inpoppisbasement.com, you click on the iTunes subscribe link. That'll get you the most recent 10, I believe. And it'll bring all the new ones to your iDevice. But you go there and you can also download older stuff. There's my writing to be found as well.
It's like TV Land. You just get a nostalgic classic.
All right, a lot of shit to dig through. It's like finding It's like when your parents die and you go back to the house. Lots of shit to discover and remember.
You were all crying and sad, but now you're floating through memories.
Exactly. The pain's all good. It's like when Ross was digging through Nana's closet and all those sweet and lows fell on him.
Aww.
It was a tender moment.
I remember that episode.
Ugh, me too. Shoot me.
Nana loves sweet and low.
I only remember it because I saw it on TV like 2 weeks ago because I was chilling with a girl and she was like, we'll keep on friends. I'm like, no! This is like Pearl Jam, best left to the mid-90s. Don't touch it.
Yeah, like, take your shirt off and you keep it on, whatever you want.
You
want
to talk to me? I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Easiest way to get a hold of me. Howard's at what the F and Heezy, but he's going to switch it to WTF Heezy.
Oh, shit. I was going to check at Godzilla Godzilla, do you think?
Why can't it just be one Godzilla?
Hey! Oh, my God.
No, SimCity. Come on.
Are you doing this on purpose? Is this a bit? Like,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I know. I was just hoping that he's not this big of a douche.
Aryna Devinsky, she's at Girl Knows Sports. That one's easy.
Come check me out.
Checking me out.
I might be wearing some colored suspenders.
There you go, wench. Well, I think we're done. Again, I'm John Papa Giorgio. In
PapasBasement.com.
At Papa's Basement. Ooh, we did it to the end.
Mahala.
That's not yours.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.